नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
Two Lashkar-e-Toyba militants, including the terror outfit's divisional commander Shakur Ahmed Dar, were killed in an encounter with security forces, while another surrendered in Kulgam district of South Kashmir on Sunday. Dar was one of the 21 militants on the hit list of the security forces that has been prepared as part of a fresh military offensive aimed at destroying the leadership and organizing capabilities of terror outfits all across Kashmir. In a twist to the Lucknow passport case, wherein an interfaith couple was allegedly humiliated and shamed by an officer before he rejected their application, an eyewitness in the case claimed that he was kidnapped from nearest residence but managed to escape. Singh dodged questions related to the kidnapping attempt, but it came just before he was planning to hold a press conference on the passport issue. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj, who returned to India on Saturday following her week-long visit to four European nations, shared how she was being targeted by trolls since she ordered the transfer of the Lucknow passport officer. A 19-year-old youth who was one of the six people injured in police firing in Mandsaur last year during the farmers' unrest was arrested on Sunday on charges of smuggling poppy husk. BJP leader Rajneesh Agarwal claimed that the arrest proves the party's earlier stance that anti-social elements had hijacked the farmers' agitation, leading to the police firing. To register his protest against the inordinate delay in the modernization of a crematorium and to instill confidence among construction workers who feared spirits, a Telugu Desam Party MLA decided to sleep in Hindu Smasan Vatika in Palkole in Western Godavari district on Friday night. BJP leader and Madhya Pradesh Minister of State for Women and Child Development Lalita Yadav recently drew flak from the opposition for allegedly organizing the wedding of two frogs at a temple in Chhatarpur to appease rain gods. Hundreds of people gathered at the temple premises to see the unique wedding, which was followed by a feast. However, the opposition was not pleased and alleged that the minister's act would encourage superstition. With the judiciary and the government crossing swords over appointment of Uttarakhand Chief Justice K.M. Joseph in the Supreme Court, Justice J. Chelameshwar has said that he feels sorry a good judge has not been cleared for elevation in spite of best efforts. On the eve of his retirement from the Supreme Court, Justice Chelameshwar called it unfortunate that the High Court Chief Justice has not been elevated despite the Collegium's recommendation in January this year. As the Maharashtra government has enforced a ban on variety of plastic items from Saturday, Environment Minister Ramdas Kadam said errant manufacturers will face strong action. But he also emphasized that common people and small traders will not be harassed. Former Game of Thrones co-stars Kit Harington and girlfriend Rose Leslie married on Saturday with a church service and a celebration at the bride's ancestral castle in Scotland. The US Homeland Security Department said late Saturday the government has reunited 522 children separated from adults as part of a zero-tolerance initiative and plans to reunite another 16 over the next 24 hours. India's mini Afghan colony is a mix, a coming together of cultures to create a blend that is both familiar and foreign. Raka Mukherjee explores Bollywood and cricket and the mystery behind the Indian-ness of Afghans in Delhi.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.